Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We just started the Melacha of Haitzah, and we are continuing the Halachas of the Melacha of Haitzah. Now, the Halacha is that when you are wearing clothing, there could be three different chilukim. There are times when you're wearing something considered a masri, considered carrying. There are times when it's considered a malbish or a tachshit, but still it's asur because you might fall off or you might take it off. And thirdly, some things are a malbush or a piece of jewelry. There's no iss at all. You're allowed to wear that. And we'll go through the different chilukim and different halachas. So the halacha is that it's mutter to wear clothing on Shabbos and go out on Shishrabim, and it's not an issa itzah. And the reason is because the begadim are tfeilim la'adam. They are become bottled to the person. They become subordinate to the person because it services the person. And it makes no difference if you're wearing weekday clothing or Shabbos clothing. Any clothing that's wearing that's covering you is considered bottled to you, even if you wear it l'shem mitzvah, like a pair of tzitzis or a talis. They're all considered begadim that are bottled to the person because he's wearing it and it becomes part of him. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, harayim yoytzim besakim. It says shepherds allowed to go out with sackcloth. And it says the Gemara, lo yarayim b'levad omru, el kol odom, el shadarkon shal harayim lotzim besakim. Really, every person is allowed to go out that way. Just the derech is that a regular person does not wear a sackcloth, because we're talking about this clothing, it's not mamash sackcloth, it's a clothing, but it's very coarse and thick clothing, and most people are not comfortable in such clothing, only the shepherds wear it. So the halacha is, pasha the shepherds allowed to wear it, that's their clothing. The chiddush of the Gemara is, not only the royim allowed to wear it, but every person is allowed to wear it. What's the reason? Because since people wear it, it's considered a malbush, and therefore, you are allowed to wear a malbush, even though that malbush is not matim to you, it's not your type of malbush. And Shulchan Aruch paskins that ain yoytzim b'teva of a kupa, you can't wear like a box or a basket or machzelas, even though it's covering you from the rain. You're not allowed to wear that. It's not wearing it. Aval yoytzim b'sak v'yariya v'chamila. And the Ramah says, perish begodim gasim, thick begodim, that you're allowed to go out with. For example, a doctor's white coat. So that's really a doctor's coat. Is a regular person allowed to go out with such a doctor's coat? And the halacha is, yes, they're allowed to feed this halacha. Because even though they don't usually wear a white doctor's coat, but since it is a malbush and doctors wear it, So a regular citizen also could go out with a white jacket, a white doctor's coat. Now, Mr. Brewer explains Sivkot and Ayin Beis, what's Pshat in Salacha? Beis Yoderech HaRoyim Lotzis Pem Pnei HaGashomim, V'kim D'choshev Mal B'Shlahani, L'chein Mutal Gam L'chol Odom Lotzis Pem, Afilu Shlem Pnei HaGashomim. You're allowed to go out with this piece of clothing, even if it's not raining. So therefore, for example, if someone is going to shul, and he knows he's going to come back late, and it's going to be freezing cold, but right now it's not cold. Are you allowed to wear a coat to shul? Right now it's hot. The coat is not comfortable. Another example. You heard in the forecast that it's going to rain. Are you allowed to wear your raincoat to shul even though you don't need it right now? Maybe that's called a masri. Maybe that's called carrying. I don't need a raincoat now. I don't need a winter coat now. So from this halacha, the first Mishnah Berurah, that you're allowed to wear it. And even more, if you want to carry it for a friend, you want to wear it for a friend, it's mutter to do it. As long as it is a malbush and you're wearing it, then the halacha is it's not called carrying. The yisoid is, if it's a malbush that people wear sometimes, and you are wearing it, it's not a problem. The same thing is, they bring down, there's someone who does not wear a frack, allowed to wear a frack. Or someone who wears a frack, allowed to go out with a short jacket. Allah says, yes, because since it's a malbush, it's fine. But I saw a Maridik Chiddush in the Sefer Yerushalayim B'moyadeh, it's from Avigdor Nevinsol, and I think he's bringing it down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, because he writes like this. Admar Zal, which means the Chared of Shlomo Zalman, Omar, Shebeger Anikra Kittel, Oysel Loivshim, we wear a kittel, we wear a Roshon of Yom Kippurim. He says, Ain't a Nechshav Beger, it's not considered a beggar. Elvis Manim Sheshminik Loivshik, a Roshon of Yom Kippurim. Vilel Aseder. Bishar Shabbos, as he writes, Hashonah Ain't a Beger, Va Loivshav Yoitzbar Shirabim, Oyver Al Issa Hoitza. That's what he writes. It's an Issa Hoitza if you wear a kittel outside and it's not Roshon or Yom Kippur. And it's a very big chiddush. The Chared of Shabbos is not like that. And the truth is, I found in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Yud Ches, Ois Yud Tes in the Ara, it says, Shemati Begurim Shomer Zalman, Dachar Yesh Lodun, in Mutta Lotzitz Bebeged, She'ein Ish Zer Rogolos Be'Shirabim, K'moy Odom Shrog Lachas Be'il Oroch, V'machliv Milkati, like wear a short jacket. It says, Ach Ayin Simon Shinalef, V'Mishab Rus, V'Kazan Ayin Be'ez, V'Kim D'Choshem Avos Lahan, D'Chein Mutta Lodom, V'Ayin Shom. So it seems like, the Shomer Zalman wanted to say that, but he said, look at Mishab Rus, it's not like that. So that's the Alok Lamaisa. You're allowed to wear a piece of clothing as long as it is clothing and you're wearing it as a piece of clothing, even though it's not the right season. The halacha is, it's not a problem of haitzah.